candidate. There was so much at stake this year, not only for the team, but for you. Was there any hesitation to give them so much playing time, or is it just a matter of them being the best players?
You know, what happened is with the OTAs, you know, those all those three kids were able to really to show what they could do and showed their ability to learn, and really their ability to make plays. I think you guys were probably out there and watched, you know, Michael, you know, deflecting passes really in minicamp, and Boykin's doing the same thing, and Fletcher, I mean, you know, all training camp he was doing well. So I think that really they earned their playing time.
Namdi graded out in the first two games of the season.
Namdi's been playing well.
You guys played a lot of single high safety. There was a lot of man coverage last week against the Ravens. How much pressure does that put, not just on Namdi, but on Dominique as well?
Well, you know, the thing that we did is we talked, you know, we showed a clip yesterday when we were talking to our D-line, you know, so they could see, so that we're trying to, you know, you're trying to do certain things, stop the run, and it puts a lot of pressure on those guys. And then, you know, just so that it's working as a team, you know, they see what the corners are doing, but yet, you know, there'll be times when we show the corners what the D-line is doing and what they're doing for them. There was a nice clip there where the tight coverage helped with the sack helped with the turn, you know, create a turnover, and all kind of works together, all the components of a good team defense.
Assign their cornerbacks just one side of the field. Others assign them a player. What goes in to those decisions?
Well, it just depends. A few things, you know, depending on the players. You know, it's really the matchup, Zach. I mean, what can this guy do well? I mean, what can your guy do? Can he take him out? You know, and then that's why we felt last week, and the way we felt about the matchups and where we put Nam and where we put Dominique.
Fletcher Cox played a lot of snaps on the inside last Sunday. How much has he grown from the time that you got him in the OTAs and mini camps to where he's at now, making an impact on the field?
Well, you know what? He's grown fundamentally, understanding to be able to rush, and on the way to rushing the quarterback, also being able to play the run. I think that's where he's grown. I mean, he's a talented kid. He played in a good division and all those things. But where he's grown is the game was never too big for him. But just the fundamentals, you know, Wash has been working hard with him, but just the fundamentals of being able to rush the passer, but at the same time play the run on the way to the quarterback.
You said the game's not too big for him. From a maturity standpoint, how has he handled the expectations?
You know, he's used to playing in front of 80, 90,000 people, you know, and I think, you know, he talks about it. He said, "Coach, I know we practice fast and hard, but, man, college practice, man." He said, "Man, that was hard, you know, because those guys have a lot more players and able to do a lot of different things that we can't, because we're limited in how many kids we have."
Has Brandon Graham over the first 2 weeks done enough to warrant some more playing time here going forward?
Well, here the thing is, we talked about this last week, is that he did get more plays this week than he did last week, and he did well. But it's a competition. I mean, you got nine guys that are starters, and they're all fighting to get more playing time. They're all fighting to see who's going to be on that third down package. They're all fighting to see who's going to be on that alpha pack, who's first, who's second. And so it's really competition, and it starts out in practice. You know, we'll start, you know, yesterday we had a good practice. Today we're trying to practice, you know, hard and fast, and that's the key. It's a rehearsal for Sunday. So that's where it kind of goes into, and it's depending on how many reps he gets.
What sticks out to you about the way Rogers Cromartie has been playing these first 2 weeks?
You know, Dominique is a very competitive person. You know, he likes to challenge receivers, and he's getting an opportunity to do that, you know, on the outside. You know, and he had a great OTAs. He was here a lot. He understands our concepts. He understands the coverages. He understands what we're trying to do with the coverages. He understands the leverage. He understands where he's getting help, and he don't really like help, you know, but, you know, when he's not getting help. But I think the OTAs have really helped him. His confidence, you know, he understands what we're trying to do.
The Patriots limit Larry Fitzgerald to one catch for 4 yards last Sunday.
But, you know, they did a few things, and I think, you know, I think you heard the head coach talking about they were trying to get the ball to Larry. They were going to try to get it to him more. You know, I think there was times where Larry was open. You know, they just didn't go that way. You know, looking at the tape, there was times where he must have not been the first progression, or maybe they thought they were taking him out of the game. But there was times where Larry Fitzgerald was open, you know.
In your time, when Cobb was here and you were the O-line coach, how much interaction were you able to have with him, and how well do you know his game?
Well, you know, I think the first thing, Zach, is that there's a lot of tape. There's a lot of tape of our defense. There's a lot of tape of Kevin playing. So, you know, we know each other personally and we work together. But, you know, on the other side, too, is there's so much tape where you can study people. You know, there's a lot of tape of him. There's a lot of tape of us. And what ends up happening really in the NFL, you get a good feel. Come Sunday, you get a pretty good feel for your opponent just because of all the tape that's out there. Besides, you know each other personally and what kind of person. I know he's a competitor. I know he's a good leader. I know he's got a big heart and accept the challenge any day. You know, those things I do know about him.
Juan, are you finding that because of your pass rush, the quarterbacks and offenses are taking shorter drops, running quicker routes and trying to get the ball out?
Well, you know what, Paul, there's certain teams that's what they do, you know, and then there's some teams that don't. I think obviously with our pass rush, people have to think twice about trying to go down, down the field more, you know, or how they're going to do it. Are they going to do it with play action? Are they going to do it? It's tough to do it with a drop back scheme. I think you've seen people trying to chip our guys. You know, really our defensive line did a great job this past week putting pressure. Sometimes you have to understand that pressure is not sacks. You know, pressure is getting in the face of the quarterback and him throwing it on time. I think we've talked about this before, is, you know, we tell the D-line that we're trying to get the quarterback to hitch twice. If the back end gets the quarterback to hitch twice, then we know that they have an opportunity to hit him or to sack him. But if the quarterback is throwing a plant or hitch, well, even if an offensive lineman whiffs, you're not going to be able to sack the quarterback.
Hey, Juan, just drawing us from your experience as an offensive coach for many years and now a defensive coach, you guys have had a bunch of quarterbacks come through here, play well, go somewhere else, and it just hasn't gone for them. And it's not just Kev, it's been a bunch of guys, you know, Donovan, AJ. Is there a common bond there? I mean, do you think it's difficult to be a successful quarterback here and then have to go somewhere else and also be successful? And why would that be?
Well, you know, couple of things. I mean, you'd have to ask Coach Reed, but I know that Coach Reed and Marty do a great job with quarterbacks. You know, that's their forte, and I think it's a good system, and good team. You know, it's hard. You'd have to ask him that. You know,
Is it specific that the Cardinals are dealing with their tight ends? I know Hauser's a kid that a lot of people liked a couple years ago. From tape study, have you seen anything that they're doing with these guys?
Yeah, you know what, they do a good job with their crossing routes. The tight ends do a good job. You know, they got good size. They're good for. It looks like everybody's got pretty good tight ends nowadays. But they're doing a good job in some of the route concepts in certain situations, and as blockers.
How remarkable is it, Juan, that Kevin Cobb was traded, and you know you benefit on the defense with Dominique, Vinnie Curry, and Brandon Boykin, who, you know, I know Vinnie's going to make his impact in time, but you have Dominique and Brandon already impacting this defense.
Well, you mean because of the trade? Well, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's the first time. I mean, I didn't really know that the three players, you know, but I think it's a credit to Howie, you know, and his department to be able to do something like that. Kevin's a very good football player for Arizona, too, and, you know, so I think both sides benefited.
A little bit for its lack of hustle, if you will. But we're seeing, you know, guys like in those two games, Nnamdi and DRC save touchdowns. Is this a more enthusiastic group?
I think the thing is that we wanted to, all training camp, we kept talking about wanting to start where we finished. I think we all agreed it doesn't matter who you play, you know, it's an NFL, but, you know, we finished off on a good note, and what we wanted to do is we wanted to start where we finished, and really we haven't gone there. You know, we were giving up less points last year in those last four games than we have, but the thing is the fundamentals, the guys playing hard, you know, we talk about practice, you know, we talked about that today, about going out and practicing harder and faster than anybody in the NFL, and what it is, it's a rehearsal for Sunday. So we try to do that in practice. I think sometimes you guys are able to see that. You know, really practice is a rehearsal for us for Sunday. So we try to get all our work done during the week. So then come Sunday, it just becomes natural.
Evaluating the game tape for Cobb or doing film study on Cobb, are you watching his practices from when he was an Eagle going against this team?
No, because there's so much tape, you know, on him. So we, you know, I've been able to go back through all of last year and watch him, and then this year from preseason. I mean, there's thousands of shots. You know, don't have to do that.
You want to see him specifically against, even though it's a different scheme, what he did.
Right, that's the key, the different scheme anyway. See, so. You know, if anything, you know, you go and watch what Arizona did to you when we played them, you know.
More than you did last season?
No, you know, really it's a matchup. Again, Zach, it depends. It's a matchup thing. You know, normally against sub-personnel, you're going to play nickel anyway. So it just depends on the offense, what they're doing. And then versus Tiger, you know, you just have to decide whether those tight ends are good enough that you need to put extra defensive back on the field or not.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, there you go.